Time for the latest agricultural news. I'm Casey Shepherd, back in just a moment.
Dating back to 1891, Stillwater Milling Company has been supplying ranchers with the highest quality feeds made from the highest quality ingredients. Their full line of A&M feeds can be delivered direct to your farm, found at their AgriCenter stores in Stillwater, Davis, Claremore, and Perry, or at more than 125 dealers in Oklahoma, Arkansas, Kansas, and Texas. We appreciate Stillwater Milling Company's longtime support of the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network, and we encourage you to go to stillwatermill.com to learn more about their products and services. It's the Griswold Cattle Company 2020 Female Classic Sale. 500 head will sell on Saturday, December 19th, starting at 11 a.m. in Stillwater. Bred cows, bred heifers, open heifer prospects, 68 embryos, and over 500 units of semen to sell. These females are the kind that you can build a program around. To view the catalog, go to GriswoldCattle.com. Griswold Cattle Company's 2020 Female Classic Sale, Saturday, December 19th. For questions, call John Griswold at 405-780-3300.
Well, our highways and driveways could soon be sealed with a soybean oil product, and that has Jim Carroll, chairman of the United Soybean Board, excited about the prospects. Just as with the checkoff funds for beef, dairy, and eggs, soybean farmers invest a portion of their product revenue to research and promote new products. Here's a couple of things that Jim's excited about.
We have really, I think, started to line up with some stuff. We're in the area of concrete sealant, which I know is kind of odd with the product, but they're using that because it's environmentally safe. It seems to be doing a good job, and we're looking at some asphalt products. And I tell everybody, they think the checkoffs are just for the producers, but we're looking at for consumer goods. We're into tires and shoes, but this sealant in the asphalt to me is really going to be a big deal. And I think it's the most positive thing we've had move across our vision in quite some time.
The fourth generation farmer credits the many uses of soybeans for the strong market price.
I think it has a lot of factors to do with the Chinese, the election. I mean, it's also with the pipelines getting thinner. But it just happens to be one of those things, you know, when all the stars align, and there's probably not anybody out there that produces it doesn't like what's happening right now.
On a related note, Carroll said high-speed rural broadband access is also very important to the success of soybean farmers. On the farm, you have things like GPS on the tractors and planters and market information that we need, and it's all important, he said. For 2021, the Arkansas farmer said there's a lot of new things they're looking at. He says if we can start looking at different things and make it better for consumers and agriculture, we're going to do some good things, and I see it coming. Once again, that's Jim Carroll from the United Soybean Board. Well, Department of Agriculture Chief Economist Robert Johanson is on the move. Ag Secretary Sonny Perdue announced this week that Johanson will leave USDA to become Associate Director of Economics and Policy Analysis for the American Sugar Alliance at the end of January. Perdue also announced that Dr. Seth Meyer will return to USDA to be the new Chief Economist. Perdue stated Rob's leadership and economic support over the past 2 years with trade disruptions and COVID-19 relief has helped us make evidence-based decisions when designing programs to assist American farmers and ranchers during their time of need. Meyer is a research professor and the associate director for the Food and Agricultural Policy Research Institute at the University of Missouri. Meyer was previously the head of the World Agricultural Outlook Board and the Office of the Chief Economist. The agency at USDA charged bringing together USDA resources in the assessment of crops around the world. You've got farm news on Ron.
Rural Oklahomans are no strangers to tough times. We pull together and overcome, and we must do it again.
Because COVID-19 doesn't stop where the pavement turns to gravel.
It is spreading throughout our rural communities and down our local main streets.
For your family, our economy, and our children, help us stop the spread.
Wear a mask, wash your hands, and watch your distance.
That's our latest farm and ranch news. I'm Casey Shepherd on the Radio Oklahoma Ag Network.